Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
Congratulations, you are all now members of the 115th Congress.
Republican-led U.S. Congress began its 115th session Tuesday with the swearing-in of members and the re-election of Paul Ryan as Speaker. House Republican lawmakers dropped plans to take control of the Independent Office of Congressional Ethics, a move that could have limited the group's ability to investigate wayward lawmakers. President-elect Donald Trump said the lawmakers should focus on tax reform, health care, and other more important things. Republicans who control both chambers are planning swift action to repeal President Barack Obama's health care law known as Obamacare. Syrian government forces have escalated their attacks near the capital, Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the army is trying to capture the water-rich areas around the village of Wadi Barada and Barada Valley. The government says rebels have damaged key water infrastructure, causing water supplies to be cut. Meanwhile, a coalition of rebel groups say they will suspend their participation in preliminary peace talks set for later this month in Kazakhstan. The rebels say they are withdrawing due to what they say is the Syrian government's violation of the current ceasefire. Turkish media have broadcast a video of a man they say is the suspected gunman who killed 39 people during a New Year's attack on an Istanbul nightclub. The video appears to be from a cell phone. The man spends much of the time looking into the camera but does not speak. It is unclear when the video was recorded. Turkish media also reported Tuesday that authorities detained two foreign nationals at Istanbul's Atatürk Airport in connection with the attack. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump on Tuesday criticized General Motors, the country's biggest automaker, for sending its Mexican-made Chevrolet Cruze compact models back to the U.S. tax-free. Trump threatened to impose a hefty tariff on the company. GM said it already makes the majority of its compact Cruze models in the United States at its Lordstown, Ohio manufacturing plant. Meanwhile, the Ford Motor Company Tuesday scrapped plans to build a new factory in Mexico. The company says it will instead expand a plant in Michigan to build electric and self-driving cars.
A $700 million investment and 700 new U.S. jobs, resulting in the transformation of this plant into one of the world's most flexible and high-tech manufacturing centers.
Ford Chief Executive Mark Fields called it a vote of confidence in Trump's pro-growth policies. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday that a planned Middle East conference in Paris is futile. 70 countries are expected to participate in the January 15th event, but Israel will not. Mr. Netanyahu worries that the meeting will result in new United Nations resolutions against Israel. The meeting is expected to reiterate international support for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The head of Gambia's Electoral Commission has fled the country due to threats to his safety. Aliou Momar Ndiaye came under attack when the commission declared that President Yahya Jammeh lost last month's election. President Jammeh is refusing to accept the result. Gambian security forces took over the commission's offices and told the staff to leave. Ndiaye maintains the validity of the election but says he fears for his safety. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters Tuesday that the U.S. has no indication that North Korea has bolstered its nuclear capabilities.
Our advice to the next administration, I think, will largely be to listen to the advice of our military commanders about what's necessary to protect the American people with regard to our deployments in the Pacific, and to look for opportunities to work effectively with countries like China and Russia and our allies, South Korea and Japan, to apply pressure to North Korea.
The remarks come just days after the North announced that it was close to test launching an intercontinental ballistic missile. China confirmed Monday that its aircraft carrier participated in military exercises last week in the South China Sea. It said the drills were routine and complied with international law. Taiwan first revealed that the exercises were underway only 166 kilometers south of the island. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.